10 a.m. W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. More military troops mobilized by President Trump are arriving in Los Angeles due to protests against ICE raids. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass at a briefing condemned the violence, but says local law enforcement does not need the military presence.
The unrest that has happened are a few blocks within the downtown area. It is not all of downtown, and it is not all of the city. Unfortunately, the visuals make it seem as though our entire city is in flames, and it is not the case.
In southeast Austria, authorities say a 21-year-old former student opened fire today at a school in the city of Graz, killing nine and wounding a dozen others before turning the gun on himself. The motive still under investigation. Brazil's former president, Jair Bolsonaro, testifying for the first time before Brazil's highest court over an alleged coup and plot to remain in power and overturn the results of the 2022 election. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development have announced over $10 million in grant funding for regional workforce development organizations across the state. It's the second round of grant funding awarded through the Worker Advancement Initiative, which seeks to assist workers who lost their jobs during the COVID-19 pandemic by offering subsidized employment and skills training opportunities. The Northwest Wisconsin Workforce Investment Board will receive nearly $700,000 of that grant funding. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers are proposing legislation that would allow teachers to claim tax deductions for classroom materials they purchase. Under the proposed bill, teachers would be allowed to claim up to $300 of state income tax deductions for eligible expenses, including classroom materials and professional development courses. The bill was co-authored by Republican State Representative David Armstrong, and Democratic lawmakers say it's the least they can do for now, but the state should be doing more to fund schools. Ashland residents will have an opportunity to dispose of hazardous materials in their homes this weekend. The 30th annual Clean Sweeps Collection Program will be held at Ashland High School on Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon, giving residents a chance to dispose of items that can't be tossed in the usual trash. Most household items will be free to dispose of, but there will be fees for some items like light bulbs, batteries, and small generators. Residents who bring unneeded prescription medications to the event will also receive a free donut from the police department. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany is calling on the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin to prioritize overall power production and not to close coal-fired plants. In a letter to the commission, Congressman Tiffany said keeping all of the state's current power plants online and opening new power facilities is critical to maintaining the state's manufacturing industry. He's calling for the use of all power supply sources, including natural gas, coal, and nuclear power. He also claimed wind and solar energy production can't keep up with the state's needs. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers begin their three-day minicamp, but without Jair Alexander, the team releasing the veteran defensive back after failing to come to terms with the new agreement, Packers president Mark Murphy.
Well, first of all, he's been a great player for us. Obviously, elite talent. You know, unfortunately, just injured a lot. And, you know, it's kind of unfortunately, that's a big part of our game.
Baseball, the Brewers and Braves series continues tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers losing last night 7-1 after 15 batters struck out, 11 by Braves starter Chris Sale. D.L. Hall on watching Sale perform on the mound.
Oh, it's incredible. You know, somebody to watch and learn from. He's been doing it for a long time, so it's always fun to watch him and learn some stuff.
What stands out to you about a guy like that?
Oh, man, just the longevity and how long he's been really good and doing what he did tonight.
That's Brewers pitcher D.L. Hall with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
More sunshine today and more mild temperatures, making it to the mid-70s. We've got a west breeze with areas of patchy wildfire smoke. That looks to linger a little bit tomorrow, too. Under abundant sunshine, highs still reach the upper 70s. And then showers and storms roll in at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early, Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins me to talk new movies. Then producer, director, editor, and Wisconsinology founder Frank Anderson joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Tuesday, June 10th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Outside here, downtown Madison on State Street, for the world headquarters of Civic Media. Overcast skies. Those Canadians keep on smoking. No. It's the wildfires. The Canadian wildfires. Still burning, and that is affecting Wisconsin weather. Air quality advisories out for some places. If you're susceptible to asthma, emphysema, that sort of thing, you might want to consider staying inside or wearing a mask. Going to continue for a few days. Was it last year's Zommers or the year before? Well, there's just that.
I think it was last year.
Constant smoke. So anyway.
It got pretty bad.
Not quite as bad as then. Well, hopefully it doesn't, but otherwise, looks like a pretty nice day throughout Wisconsin, so enjoy it. Going to be a little wet weather, I think, coming in, and then not really summer temperatures till next week, I think, in the 80s. But all in all, not too bad at all. Big show coming up today in hour number two at 3:30. Just thereafter, Brian Van Hooker of Cracked.com. Been a while since he's been on the program. Going to be great to have him here on the show. Always makes us laugh and feel better. Going to be talking about Muppet Show hosts. Remember the Muppet Show? Zommers, you were too young, but have you seen it in reruns?
I've seen some, yeah.
The old Muppet Show? Going to talk about hosts that were relentlessly hit on by the Muppets. And also Rodney Dangerfield. His best take my wife jokes, according to his wife, Joan. So that'd be great. Of course, Rodney Dangerfield filmed the great movie Back to School right here in Madison on the UW Madison campus.
I did not know that.
Yes.
I also haven't seen it.
If you check it out. Have you ever gone to the Graduate Hotel on campus just off of Langdon? There's the bar there is called the Triple Lindy. The Triple Lindy. And that comes from the movie Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield, because he was a swimmer back in the day. And the championship move is called the fictitious Triple Lindy. You can also see shots of UW-Madison campus in that film. So, hey, Brian Van Hooker going to be here lighting things up in the last half hour of the show at 3:35. Also in hour number two, what's worse, today's category, pizza. Chicago style or Detroit style? We'll talk about this later, but until 30 minutes ago, I was not aware there was a Detroit-style pizza.
But I didn't know what it meant.
We'll get more into that in hour number two. Coming up here in just a few minutes, going to be joined by our friend, ongoing contributor, two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, an attorney, a Navy vet, and an author, Matt Flynn, will be here directly
Matt Flynn. And it's always great because Matt helps us figure out the wackiness that is American politics, and specifically as an attorney, all these things going on out in Los Angeles right now, lots of questions of whether President Trump has the legal authority to do some of this stuff, calling up the military now, full-time active military, the Marines, which, by the way, nobody appreciates the Marines more than me. Nobody respects having had the honor and pleasure of working with active duty and veterans during my time working for a congressman. Great, great folks. But is what the commander-in-chief, the current commander-in-chief, doing, sending them to Los Angeles, is that in fact counterintuitive to the mission of the active duty military? Going to be talking about that. I actually had the opportunity last night and this morning to talk to some close friends who live in the Los Angeles area. Got some reporting directly from them. Going to be talking about and discussing that as well. And also with Matt Flynn, while our attention is focused now on the West Coast, what's happening on the East Coast, specifically D.C., and I'm not talking about the parade on Saturday, what else is happening that we're not talking about, not focused on, that very likely could have a more dramatic effect on us here in Wisconsin than what's going on out in Los Angeles? Specifically, Trump still saying he has to pass the budget bill. That is not a sure thing yet. What are some of those implications? U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren doling out some information yesterday. What's in there that is kind of being hid, which is spooky. All that and more with Matt Flynn coming up. But right now it's 11 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. Time once again to play Civic Media's Text to Win Scotty Summer Contest. Here we go. For the Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest. This is fantastic. You want to get away from it all? Do you want to just say, Todd, I can't take the news. I can't take you anymore. You wouldn't be the first one. I need to get away, Todd. Well, we got you covered. Here's an easy way to get away for virtually free. Because we're going to give you a word in a second here. Text it in. And you, anybody who texts this hour, will be eligible for our great grand, two of them, grand prizes. Wisconsin vacation getaway, either to the Baraboo Dells area or a Door County getaway. And we're going to give you gas cards to get you there and back. I'm not supposed to tell you the locations. The attorneys, I'm not sure, are in today. I might just say it anyway. In the Baraboo Dells area, you'll be staying with the elephants at Circus World.
Kind of.
That'll be fantastic. No, they got rid of the elephants at Circus World, unfortunately.
I never knew they had elephants.
Oh, they were fantastic.
I've never been to Circus World.
So. Really? It's a great... We might be talking to somebody from Circus World or at least the Baraboo area later this week. Big Circus World parade this weekend. No, anyway, if you want to know where the actual locations are for these great giveaways, go to civicmedia.us. It's called Driving Traffic to the Website. So go on the website. They're great locations.
I have a question. So if they don't have elephants anymore at Circus World, is telling someone they're going to stay with the elephants at Circus World like saying they're going to be sleeping with the fishes?
I've already said it was just a joke. It was just a little joke.
I know.
To try to gin up interest. Anyway, so everybody's eligible for these great real prizes, getaways to either the Baraboo Dells or Door County when you text in. And somebody this hour... Could you use $100? Who couldn't? Well, Elon Musk, I guess. But most of us could use $100. We got $100 on the line this hour. Download the Civic Media app. That's the only way you can participate. Download it. It's free. Takes less than a minute. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. Open up the Civic Media app in the lower. Go to the first one of the first 11 stations. That's where you'll find us on News Talk Sports across Wisconsin. Click on one of those stations. In the lower right-hand corner, it says text, T-E-X-T. Click on that. And now you're set to go. I'm going to give you the magic text-in word for this hour. The word is cheese. C-H-E-E-S-E. Cheese.
You gotta get that cheese.
You gotta get that cheese. Cheese. C-H-E-E-S-E. Text the word cheese. All Wisconsinites like to eat cheese. Text the word cheese. C-H-E-E-S-E. Somebody this hour. You're not playing against people that listen to other shows. All you're playing against are the handful of folks that are listening to us. We hope there's more than a handful. But your odds are pretty darn good. They're better than the lottery, better than Vegas, and a heck of a lot better than buying Bitcoin. So why not? You got nothing to lose. We're not going to send you a bunch of spam or anything like that. Just text it in. Download the Civic Media app and text the word cheese, C-H-E-E-S-E, right now, because somebody at 3 o'clock is going to win $100. And everybody who texts in is eligible for one of those two great grand prizes, either to the Baraboo Dells area or Door County, and you get a gas card to get you there and back. So that's great. By the way, only a few more days left. Friday's the last day. So keep listening. You can always participate on our show and other shows throughout the day, except for Jay, Matt, and Ayers. I was on her show this morning, Jane and Greg. We had a great time. Always, you can listen to Jane 9 until 11 every morning across the network, but she beat us, and she beat us soundly in this text-to-win contest last time. So for now, they're retiring her text-to-win jersey, and they've pitted us against the number 9 talk radio show host in America, ladies and gentlemen, Tom Hartman. So help us try to beat Tom Hartman and do yourself a favor, because the important thing is you could win $100. Text C-H-E-E-S-E, cheese, right now to the Civic Media app. All
you know
right.
The best thing about this contest?
It's a statewide contest.
That's exactly right.
Thank you. Thank you. It is a statewide contest. Legal obligations at all. All right. So I want to set this up for you now, and then Matt Flynn is going to join us after the commercial break. Yesterday, as we were kind of wrapping up the show, just in the last half an hour or so, we told you the breaking news at the time that President Donald Trump, along with Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, they had put, apparently it came out that over the weekend, they put between 500 and 700 U.S. Marines in California, stationed in California, on alert that they could be shipped out. And yesterday, the order was given that they were going to ship them in to Los Angeles, California. Now, I reached out to some friends last night who live in Los Angeles, heard from another one this morning. Much as L.A. Tom, one of our frequent listeners and callers, described yesterday, the reaction by the federal government is, at the least, overkill. And pretty much for show. Because if you talk to people who live in the Los Angeles area right now, this is a relatively small portion of Los Angeles, which, of course, is the second largest city in America, in the Paramount area, as they say, and in a predominantly Latino neighborhood. And according to people I've spoken with in Los Angeles, as we said yesterday, a lot of this angst in Los Angeles was prompted and set off by the fact that the Trump administration, namely Stephen Miller, was ticked because Elon Musk stole his wife, which that's not that pretty true, actually. And by pretty true, it's heavily rumored. It hasn't been confirmed by Miller himself. But he got cranky and he said, you gotta deport more people. I mean, we were at the RNC in Milwaukee last summer when they literally had placards that said mass deportations now. So they're ticked off that not enough people have been shipped out. So they've sent in ICE, the feds have, the Trump administration, and they're now going to places like Home Depot, where you have very nice, tranquil, hardworking, mostly guys, Latinos, that want $40 to go help you build a retainer wall. And they're snapping these people up as well as moms picking their kids up from Los Angeles. As you might imagine, that didn't sit well. And then Trump threw gas on it by throwing military into it. We'll discuss it all with Matt Flynn on the other side. It's the All Ball Show for Tuesday on the Civic Media Ready Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In a highly controversial action, President Trump is testing the reach of his powers by sending 4,700 military personnel into Los Angeles to suppress protests. What are Title 10, the Insurrection Act, and the Posse Comitatus Act? The Posse Comitatus Act forbids the use of the military to enforce laws against U.S. citizens under ordinary situations, but there are extremely rare exceptions. In his mobilization of the California National Guard and active duty Marines, Trump invoked Title 10, a statute enabling the U.S. Armed Forces. Section 251 says, whenever there is an insurrection in any state against its government, the president may, upon the request of its legislature or of its governor if the legislature cannot be convened, call into federal service such of the militia of the other states in the number requested by that state and use such of the armed forces as he considers necessary to suppress the insurrection. No such request was made by state officials. Under the Insurrection Act, the American Constitution Center notes three circumstances where a president may use the military on U.S. soil: when a local official asks for assistance, when an insurrection against the federal government or judiciary occurs, or when a state refuses to uphold civil rights. What constitutes an insurrection? That will likely be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. Find more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right? Who is wrong? Who is for and who's against the law?
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show of the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 22 past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Tuesday, June 10th. Usually when you hear Johnny Cash, particularly that song in this program, you know that our friend and ongoing contributor, Matt Flynn, is not far behind, and such is the case today. He is a two-time past chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, an attorney, a Navy veteran and author. He joins us via StreamYard from his home in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Matt Flynn, how are you?
I'm doing great, Ted, and it's great to be back on the Todd Old Boat.
It's always
lot
been
to talk about.
Right, it's been a quiet week, Matt. It's been a pretty.
It never is, Todd.
Right. I mean, it seems like whenever we talk to each other off the air, we end up just laughing a lot because some of this stuff is just so unbelievable. And I guess let's start out because you're a guy that appreciates history. Give us a little historical context on what's been happening here these last few days. It started on Thursday, Friday, over the weekend, and on the situation in Los Angeles. And before, I'm not sure if you heard, but before you came on at the end of the last segment, I've talked to friends who live in the Los Angeles area, and they kind of verified what I had talked about yesterday, which was this was precipitated by Stephen Miller and Trump getting ticked off because they haven't deported enough Latino folks in particular. So they went in, they started snatching up day laborers at the Home Depot and arresting moms waiting for grade school kids at their schools. And there are reports that some of these folks have already been shipped out of the country, Well, that didn't sit well in a predominantly Latino neighborhood in Los Angeles. And now Trump is sending the National Guard against Governor Newsom's wishes. And yesterday it was reported and now confirmed there are between 500 and 700 full-time active duty U.S. Marines. Matt Flynn, give us some context.
Yeah, here's the context. And let me tell you something. It doesn't sit well with me either, or with Americans in general, not just in a Latino neighborhood. Here's what's going on. It does require historical context. There is a thing called the Insurrection Act that Trump is afraid to invoke because no judge would back him up. He is simply using executive order to override the Constitution and override the Insurrection Act. And the context is this. Trump is a frightened animal. He's frightened that Vladimir Putin will disclose the Steele video. So this is nothing but a tactic. He's betrayed Ukraine. He's betrayed NATO, betrayed Canada. But now what he's doing is trying to use our military to drive a wedge in our population. Stalin had a saying that's very important. He said, it doesn't matter who people vote for. It matters who counts the votes. And what's going to happen is Trump is test driving this so that when it comes time to the midterms, he'll send troops into Black and Latino neighborhoods alleging that there's fraud. He'll rough people up, they'll fight back, and he'll shut it down. You do remember that there were calls from Russia in the last election to Latino, Native American, and Black districts around the country saying there were bomb threats. And no Democratic commentator has picked up on that, and they should. Trump has three values. It's treason, sadism, and fraud. Those are his values, and he's poisoned the Republican Party with them, and this is just a continuation to test drive violence so that it can be more extreme during the midterm elections.
Don't disagree with you on anything you said, Matt. Do you think there's also something to this notion that the bill, the reconciliation bill in D.C. is not going particularly well for Trump right now in the U.S. Senate? You had his former platonic boyfriend, his political boyfriend, Elon Musk, break up with him last week and now apparently try to get back together with him. But that you know, Elon Musk, not just accused, flat out said that Trump was in the Jeffrey Epstein files of sexual misconduct with minors, with girls on this plane, on this island. Do you think that part of this, Matt, is to diffuse, again, to distract people literally on the opposite coast why he has all these problems in D.C.?
I think that's absolutely true, but it's only part of it. It's only part of it, Todd, and here's the thing. He was alleged to have been on the Epstein plane 7 times. Now, he has his own plane. Mm-hmm. Well, he's on the Epstein plane because they get a better view of the Caribbean. You know, that's just not plausible.
Right.
Why was Prince Andrew on it? You know, the point of the matter is Trump is a very, very bad guy, and he's frightened. He's a frightened guy, frightened of Putin, frightened of everything. So, yes, this is a distraction. But this is very fundamentally something that he's wanted for a long time. He wants to be an oligarch. He wants to be, in effect, he's imposing commie government on us. You know, forget grifting, forget fascism. You might as well talk about Jacobean France. This is commie government. This is Putin government. And Putin has him by the short hairs, and he's frightened of Putin. And so this is a way to test drive violence. Remember, he's the one who called for the Second Amendment people to take care of Hillary Clinton. This goes, it's his entire ethos is reinjecting violence. And everybody in this country has got to stand up against this guy, even if you're a Republican.
And we have about 90 seconds. We'll come back with more with Matt Flynn here. But again, Matt, he had people around him in the first term of Trump when he wanted the George Floyd incidents around the country, the protests. When he wanted, he said to the military, I mean, it's been documented, can't we just shoot him in the legs or something? And he had people around him then that said, no, actually, sir, we can't. Well, I think what worries a lot of people, including myself, Matt, is that does he have anybody around him to tell him no anymore?
No, he doesn't. Everybody thought that Marco Rubio would. In other words, he got unanimous approval in the Senate. And he's turned out to be a big disappointment. He's caved. His cabinet right now is a danger to America. Trump is a danger to America. It's not just that we have differences of opinion. They are injecting violence that hasn't been seen since the Civil War in our politics when a congressman beat a senator with a cane and that kind of thing. Mm. Trump is a clear and present danger to the United States, and he does not have the kind of cabinet he had before.
We'll come back, talk more with Matt Flynn. We says, as Matt likes to say, we see you on the lines. Do not hang up. We'll take phone calls after this. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Welcome your calls. More with Matt Flynn. Stay tuned. Pam Yonke and the Midwest Farm Report is next. Sports update, weather as well. We're back with Matt after this. It's the All Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law. Who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law?
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Well, some Wisconsin farms are a little concerned about the cool, wet weather we've been experiencing. For other growers, it's ideal. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. If you are a fan of rhubarb, this is your year. That's the word from Ed Burrs, owner of Burrs Berry Patch in Barneveld. He says their rhubarb crop this year is a bumper crop.
You know, pound-wise, we did have a CSA farm that ordered some the other day, a little less than 100 pounds of it. So we're getting about 10 pounds a plant, and you figure we got 200 plants. You know, we probably got 1,000 pounds of rhubarb sitting out there waiting for some fine customers that want to do a little cooking or baking or freezing. I would say yield-wise, this is probably the best-looking rhubarb I've ever had on my farm, and it's been 25 years of growing it.
Ed Burrs from Burrs Berry Patch talking about his rhubarb in Barneveld. He said they get about 10 pounds per plant. They've got about 200 plants. So as he said, about 1,000 pounds of rhubarb currently. He also says because of the cooler spring, he expects the season to be extended.
The Classic Green Reunion comes to Wisconsin June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. This year's event showcases Model B and industrial tractors, Waterloo Boy engines, and even drills. Come for the tractors and equipment and stay for the tours, vendors, camaraderie, and a good old-fashioned Wisconsin fish fry. To see event details or to register for tours, visit classicgreen.org. The Classic Green Reunion, June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. See you there.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
It was a different type of a record-breaking experience in Madison yesterday during the Wisconsin FFA's Day of Service. Record-breaking 900 students came together in advance of their state convention for the Day of Service. They helped to package 100,000 meals that will be distributed domestically and internationally. They also built 60 beds to be distributed through the Madison area and helped those that are without beds. They had 9 off-site locations where students did a variety of things like cleaning city parks, removing invasive species, also helping community centers like the Ronald McDonald House and more. Wisconsin State FFA Convention commences today at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
More sunshine today and more mild temperatures making it to the mid-70s. We've got a west breeze with areas of patchy wildfire smoke. That looks to linger a little bit tomorrow, too. Under abundant sunshine, highs still reach the upper 70s. And then showers and storms roll in at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off,
and give us a few bucks. Yes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, our weekly visits with Civic Media friends Earl Ingram in Milwaukee, Todd Alba in Madison, Melissa Kay in Wisconsin Rapids, and James Kelly in Chippewa Falls.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's 35 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock on a Tuesday, June 10th. Little Johnny Cash for you. Thank you, Mr. Summers. And that means our friend Matt Flynn, two-time chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, an attorney, a Navy vet, and an author, joining us here live from Milwaukee via StreamYard. Matt, good to have you back on the show. I heard you have a new book in the works, and when that's ready, we'll have you back talking about that. But today, Matt is here to give us a little perspective, a little context, particularly from an attorney standpoint, also, I think, a Navy veteran standpoint, of what's going on right now out in Los Angeles with these protests. There has been some violence. And I said this, Matt, on yesterday's show. I said, we'll get into the Democrats and what they're doing and not doing here in a little while, hopefully. But if I would have been the Democrats, I would have had two or three people that served in the military yesterday stand up or on Sunday, whatever, and say, look, just like on January 6th, anybody that attacks unprovoked a member of law enforcement in Los Angeles should be arrested, get proper due process, and if found guilty, have the book thrown at them. I don't have time for that. But also, we saw a couple of yahoos in law enforcement on camera who are shooting rubber bullets into the crowd unprovoked, a couple at journalism people. Matt, to me, we need cooler heads here to prevail. Don't do anything to intentionally provoke a response.
I agree. It's got to be nonviolent. And here's the history and the law on it real quick.
Yeah.
A president has the right to send in National Guard or to federalize them with the consent of the governor. Now, has there ever been an instance where he didn't have the consent? Yeah, Dwight Eisenhower used to send in the Federal Guard, the National Guard, and John Kennedy, and they did it because segregationist governors in the South wouldn't let kids enroll in school, black kids. And so both Eisenhower and Kennedy would nationalize the Federal Guard to protect civil rights. That was what was done. What Trump is doing is trying to use that particular historical example to do the exact opposite. In other words, not only did Newsom not ask for it, but they're threatening to arrest him, and they're sending it in to grab women and small kids out of daycares and try to deport them. Now, the fundamental legal principle here is, at what point can the president declare martial law and invoke the Insurrection Act? Yeah, he can do it by statute. It's not in the Constitution.
Right.
None of this is in the Constitution. But there were times during the Civil War and elsewhere where it was important to restore order. What Trump is doing is a fake. He's trying to say there's disorder of the magnitude of an insurrection, and by executive order, send in the Marines. And neither Kennedy nor Dwight Eisenhower sent in military. I'm a former naval officer. I served. And it means a great deal to me. And I can tell you that when I was in the Navy and we worked a lot with the Marines, there was not a single soldier or sailor who ever envisioned a president turning them against the civilian population of the United States. Yeah. We were turned against enemies of the United States. The fact is, Trump is an enemy of the United States. The Russians are enemies of the United States. And they have taken over our government and are pitting our military against civilians.
If you want to call in, ask Matt a question or comment, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us. And speaking of the text line, we're smack dab in the middle of our summer, Scotty Summer Text to Win contest up for grabs this hour. $100. Matt, who doesn't want $100, right? Great prize.
Well, you know, don't sneeze at it.
Right.
If somebody gives you $100, what the heck? Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
$100, and also you're eligible for our two grand prizes of Wisconsin getaways. You can enter right now on the Civic Media app by texting the word cheese, C-H-E-E-S-E. When Matt and I visit Cheese Days in Monroe, we eat a lot of cheese, C-H-E-E-S-E. The word is cheese. Text it right now on the Civic Media app. $100 up for grabs. We're going to give it away at the top of the hour. Cheese, C-H-E-E-S-E right now. Going to go to the phone lines, Matt, but again, quickly, I want to get your legal take on this. Correct me if I'm wrong. Part of the reason that Trump and Stephen Miller and others keep using the word invasion is that that is a key word, the vernacular, to institute the Insurrection Act. It was meant to quell invasion, but that was from people from outside the country. We're not in the middle of an invasion. Now, do I have that right?
Yeah, you do. But the fact is the Insurrection Act was also triggered, for instance, during the Civil War, where there were Confederate riots and all that. So, what Trump is doing is lying about what's occurred, but using nomenclature from the past
right.
to try to make, give it an historical basis. That's
and,
what he's trying
and
to
also
do.
Also, very quickly in 92, during the Rodney King riots, when I actually flew out there in 92, I remember very, very well, the difference was California Governor Jerry Brown at the time asked then President George H.W. Bush to for help with the National Guard. That was a request from the governor. That's very different right. than what's happening now.
Very appropriate. What this guy is doing is a dress rehearsal for shutting down the midterm elections in Black, Latino, and Native American precincts.
And one more quick thing legally. Again, correct me if I'm wrong, from a military standpoint, once troops are federalized, and because Trump was the one that called up the National Guard, they are now, quote-unquote, federalized, meaning they're answering to him and not to the governor. And when you have federalized troops, both the National Guard and certainly all active duty military, they are not allowed to do law enforcement, correct?
Well, that's partially correct in this respect. If he federalizes the National Guard, they can go in to suppress a riot, for instance, and that's going to require some policing. There is no justification in American history for sending in troops, Marines, sailors, or Army. That's totally different from the National Guard. And if the governor didn't request it, even the National Guard should not have been sent in by Trump.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Karina in Milwaukee, listening to WAUK. Karina, thanks for holding. What say you?
Hi, gentlemen. Hi, Matt. Miss your voice. Glad that
Hi,
you
Karina.
Sound real good. Okay, so I want to play a devil advocate over here for a second, because I can, you know, I listen both sides all the time. And the CNN and ABC says this, well, you know, it's a peaceful demonstration. And there's a bunch of people just standing there and watching car burn for fun. Well, this doesn't sound right. Well, Fox NBC doesn't sound right either. I have my examples in my mind. Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Ukrainian president, whatever he doesn't want peace. 18 months ago, he was in the White House saying, oh, poor me, poor me, poor Ukrainian people. Yet he was planning the operation while he was doing the peace talk, knowing perfectly well that the Putin going to come back and just destroy everything, what he's going to use.
Okay, could you hold on just a second? Hold on, Justice.
All right, Karina.
No, you hold on.
I think we have two different issues here. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, not only do we have two different issues, we have a strong disagreement, Katrina. We stand with Ukraine. They are our allies. Trump has betrayed them because he's afraid of Putin. Zelensky did not start this war. This was Putin that started this war, trying to re-engage into the entire Soviet empire. That's exactly what's happened. There are very good people in Russia, no question. I was in Russia in 1997 at the invitation of our State Department, and I gave lectures on American law. That was during Glasnost, where we're friendly with the Russians. Mm-hmm. Putin is a murderer. He's a genocidal murderer. He's like Stalin. He's evil. We stand with Zelensky. We stand with Ukraine, period. Thank you very much.
855-752-4842. Okay. Let's go to Cindy listening on Appleton. Cindy, thanks for calling. What say you?
Hey, man. Hey, Todd. Well, Matt stole a little bit of my thunder. I have a couple of points I want to make. And I know the Democrats are getting really excited about the 2026 elections. But like Matt said, this is happening because he's going to start shutting down toll booths or polling booths so that, you know, people can't vote. That's what's coming out of this. And of all people to want to pull the Insurrection Act thing after he let how many hundred of insurrectionists out of prison? Are you flipping kidding me?
Thanks, Cindy.
You know, Cindy, yeah, you always have an absolutely great insight. And I will say this. He egged on the insurrectionists on January 6th. He deliberately didn't call them off. Then he pardoned them all, including ones that badly beat police officers. There was a police officer who died. 140 of them were injured. He likes insurrection, but when it's on his terms, the truth of the matter is here, there was not an insurrection in this one. And what happened was he sends people in, and anytime there's a jostling, give you an example. If a police officer punches you and you punch him back, you've committed the felony, even if he wasn't justified in punching you. There can't be violence. My message to the Democratic Party and the immigration protesters, no violence. Trump is sending people in to create violence. Mm-hmm. He has never said a truthful word in his life, and he stands for treason, he stands for sadism, and he stands for fraud.
All right, thank you very much, Cindy. Appreciate the call. I want to go back to very quickly, Max. I don't think we addressed Karina's comment on the L.A. Situation currently. I'll simply say, Karina, I'm not there. I've talked with people last night and this morning who are, and they tell me that by and large, these protests are peaceful. In fact, yes, there have been some cars that were set on fire, but they were, you know, there's always going to be a couple of bad apples in every situation. And we don't know whether these were people sent in, say, Proud Boys or other people to basically instigate and make it look bad. So, yes, as Matt said, I agree. Anybody who commits violence, that's no good. And those people have to be held accountable. But by and large, people I know on the ground, this has been a peaceful thing by people locally, at least so far. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Gene in Eau Claire on WCFW, The Tap. Gene, thanks for calling. We'll see you.
Well, thank you for having Matt on. Great to hear your voice, Matt. I wish we'd hear
thanks,
it more
Gene.
Often. And I'll tell you something. You know, they don't need to attack us. Putin don't need to attack the United States. He's already got his weapon of mass destruction in our presidency, totally going after every single thing that makes America great. Another thing, too, is I watched helicopter coverage live, you know, as they were assembling and they were going to start walking down the road, and it was covering the bridges and everything like that. And people were spacing apart and they were walking the way they are taught when you're going to, you know, protest peacefully. So, yeah. And then Trump started his little thing going on. So anyway, I'm so glad to hear you, Matt. And if you got any suggestions or anything we should think about before you're off the air, please tell us. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Gene. It's always great to hear from Gene of Eau Claire. Gene digs into these issues better than anybody. And I want to agree with something strongly what she just said. Donald Trump is essentially run by Moscow. I mean, let me be very, very blunt. Not just this thing in L.A., but the tariffs, everything, cutting out USA, destroying our soft power, destroying our reputation around the world, destroying our allies, attacking our allies, betraying Ukraine. He is desperately afraid of Putin. He's afraid that Putin will reveal the Steele video. And so what's happened because of all that, he switches sides in the middle of the war. He betrays Canada. He betrays NATO, betrays Ukraine. He's got to get out of office. The problem is he'll have 3.5 more years. And during that time, we have got to stand up against him. I'm very proud of all the demonstrations around the country.
When we come back, Matt, I want to talk, and you know, you're not giving anybody legal advice, but just based on your experience as a lawyer and as a party activist over years, what can we be doing? What should we be doing with their legal context? And also the Democrats and their response. All that and more with Matt Flynn. After this is the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
as Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Direct off the Matt Flynn playlist on his Spotify, or vinyl, or 8-track tape. It's a little Bob Dylan there. How do you listen to your music, Matt Flynn?
Well, I like. Well, I have. I listen to radio, but yeah. I also have a ton of CDs, old-fashioned CDs, and I just put them in. And a lot of rock and roll, 50s and 60s, and frankly, a lot of opera.
Really? You're a big opera guy.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Flynn, two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, attorney, Navy vet, and author, joins us here for the remainder of the half hour for a few minutes. Matt, lots to get to. Let's go quickly to one more caller here. Mark in the sack. Mark, we're really up against the clock. If you could get it in like 30 seconds, please. Go ahead.
To paraphrase briefly, he has erected amongst us a multitude of new offices and sent them hither to eat out of our substance. He has kept among us, in times of peace, standing armies without the consent of our legislature, a man whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant, is unfit to be the leader of a free people.
Thanks,
Bingo.
Mark. Thank you, Mark.
Bingo. Historical document. That was terrific, Mark. Thank you very much.
Yeah, very, very good, Mark. Quick question, Matt. Well, first of all, Rosemary, I believe it was, said thank you. Great to hear your voice again. Great to have you on, Rosemary. Is it Elvina, I think, in your Eau Claire area? Says, so glad you're on, and you're incredibly knowledgeable about current events. Also, Sue, listening in Franklin, WAUK, says, what's the Steele video? Matt, I really don't want to go into the details of it, but suffice it to say, it's an alleged video that shows Trump in a sexually compromised position with young girls and doing other things that we were not going to talk about on the air. But it's more than there's been a lot of reporting on this, and that might be part of it. But you know, since you alluded to it, I wanted to kind of clarify that since we got a question on it. Matt, I want to go to the Democratic response. Because we're going to play a little bit of this, just a snippet. This is from an article in Politico from yesterday, the day before, that the new chair of the DNC, Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, who is now the DNC chair out in D.C., had this private meeting with David Hogg and others. Somehow this tape got leaked out. I'm not sure if it's from Hogg or somebody else. But this is what they were talking about in a ballroom in suburban D.C., the new DNC chair basically sniveling that they've made him impotent politically.
And I'll say, look, it has plenty of warts, and we're all trying to change those for sure. But the longer we continue this fight, the harder it is for us to actually do what we all want to do, which is make a difference in this country again. So I deeply respect you, David. I too was looking forward to working with you, but this has created a situation, and I'll be very honest with you, for the first time in my 100 days on this job, and Jessica knows this, I the other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. And partly not because of the stress and all the naysayers, right? I'm used to that. I've spent 14 years as a chair. I'm used to getting beat up on. But, you know, this is really everything, you know, from this election, this credentials report and how Malcolm's been treated in this to, you know, the fact the election itself, how Shasti and Gina were treated in this. I'm just quite frustrated to be in this position because what you've done, whether you like it or not or know it or not, David, is I'm trying to, no one knows who the hell I am, right? I'm trying to get my sea legs underneath of me and actually develop any amount of credibility so I can go out there and raise the money and do the job I need to put ourselves in a position to win. And again, I don't think you intended this, but you essentially destroyed any chance I have to show the leadership that I need to.
That is the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, Matt Flynn.
Yeah, I'm very, very concerned about him. And I just want to say this, just on a state level, the state chairs of the Wisconsin Democratic Party were Pat Lucey, Herb Kohl, and me, and others. Nobody in that group would have said something like that, even at the state level. Ben Wickler should be the state chair. National chair of the DNC. But this guy put together a coalition of people, progressives like Ilhan Omar. The fact is that Ben Wickler is more progressive than he is. Worked for George Soros and similar groups. So Ben, if you're listening, let it be known that you'd be willing to be our national chair. You are the best, not just fundraising, but you're tough as nails in a very good way. Tough as nails in a velvet glove. This guy, to say he's frustrated, he's thinking not doing it. Hey, come on. You know, you go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. What the? He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The guy, the other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in back Ben Wickler.
That's exactly what I was looking for. A little vintage Matt Flynn. No, but I mean, to your point, who wants to follow somebody like that? And we are in a critical time in this nation's history, and we need strong leadership. I couldn't agree with you more. I hope that Ben Wickler still has a chance to be the national committee person because we'd be a lot better off. We shall see. A minute left, Matt Flynn. Any dog in the fight in the state party chair race up in up north in Green Bay or wherever it's at this weekend?
No, I think it's over in the Dells, and I don't. I know all three of them. Yeah. You're not going to go? Okay. I know all three of them, fine people. I don't know who's going to win. I think that Ben Wickler has endorsed one candidate. That mm-hmm. obviously gives him a leg up. I think we've all got to get behind whoever the new chair is. But Ben Wickler, if you're listening to me, and I supported you for national chair, even though I didn't have a vote at the time because I'm no longer a state chair, Ben, get back in the hunt. Get back in the race and get rid of Martin. Get him out of there.
There you go. Matt Flynn, thank you very much, my friend. I appreciate you. Have a great day in Milwaukee. We'll come back with hour two, a little What's Worse for You. And our friend Brian Van Hooker from Crack.com. It's the All Balls Show for a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Army is celebrating its 250th anniversary. President Trump in North Carolina to deliver remarks at Fort Bragg. ABC's Mary Bruce has details.
This is part of his efforts this week to honor and celebrate the 250th anniversary of the Army. But it certainly is an interesting juxtaposition coming just as the president is also sending armed forces in to quell civilian protests on American soil.
The additional National Guard troops and Marines set to arrive in Los Angeles today due to protests over immigration raids. It comes as local law enforcement, LA's mayor and California's governor say the presence of federal troops is not needed or helping with demonstrations. In London, high-level talks continued between the U.S. and China for a second day as the countries try to carve out a trade deal. The World Bank out with its forecast saying President Trump's tariffs could slow economic growth later this year in the U.S. and around the globe. This is ABC News.